A couple of slides ago, we introduced the polar diagram. So what about the x and y axis, and why are these units from 0 to 50? On a sounding, the wind information is in knots, but on a hodograph, we have to convert that to meters per second. Fortunately, the conversion from knots to meters per second is just dividing the knots by 2, roughly. It's not an exact conversion, but very close. And as you can see from the examples, all the way from 10 to 50 knots, the conversion to meters per second is just about half for each one.